Blackstone Audio presents The Champagne Conspiracy by Ellen Crosby. This book is read by Christine Marshall. For Martina Norelli, bookseller extraordinaire, with thanks and love. In victory, you deserve champagne, and in defeat, you need it. Napoleon. The rich are different from you and me. The Rich Boy. F. Scott Fitzgerald. 1. It all started with the dress. I lifted it out of the old steamer trunk and it took my breath away. A gossamer concoction of sea-green chiffon, hundreds of copper, silver, and pale green glass beads in patterns like a stained glass creation from Tiffany, with a sexy zigzag hem of silver fringe that glittered even by the light of the yellowed bulb that barely lit this dim corner of the attic. I had never seen it. You don't forget a dazzling couture number like this. But it had been beautifully and lovingly preserved, as though one of my long-dead relatives expected to pluck it out of its hiding place and shimmy off to a madcap night of too much dancing and drinking and making out with some guy in the back seat of his roadster. When I found it, I had been in one of my periodic bouts of overzealous cleaning, which usually happened when the stress piled up and I needed to do something to feel I could restore order and control to some part of my life. Somehow, sorting through boxes and trunks of the discarded detritus that had belonged to generations of ancestors usually did the trick. Plus, and here's the more mundane reason, there was the coat drive in the middle of January. Francesca Merchant, who ran the day-to-day operations of my vineyard's tasting room and managed all our events, had shown up at work a few days earlier and announced that...